You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It is indeed. And we have with us in the studio the lovely Suri. How are you this morning?
Morning, I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited to talk about this book. It looks quite dense. What are we talking about this morning?
It is really dense. It's like 600 pages, and I listened to it as an audio book, and it was like 40 hours long, so don't do that.
Oh my gosh, that's a working week for most normal people.
For real.
Clocked in for a shift on that one.
But Malcolm Harris, he's a journalist and Marxist scholar, and Palo Alto really is like a Marxist critique of Palo Alto, a small suburb in California, which is also where James Franco grew up.
Interesting.
Yeah,
just
a little tidbit. But Malcolm Harris grew up there, so I guess it's like a personal and political critique of his hometown. And it starts with like a spate of teen suicides that he sort of remembers. Yeah, and I think that sort of really made him want to look at like the history of his area. So in a way, it almost feels like reading like a biography of a person, the way that he writes it. Like the whole town is like culturally impacted, but also like has this huge effect on the people who immigrate there. So he sort of starts really at the beginning of Palo Alto being like a gold rush town in like the 1830s and 50s, really a site for like massive capitalist expansion right from its founding. And he really doesn't pull any punches. Like, he talks about the history of colonialism there, from Spanish invaders to also like the British, and how these kind of waves of colonialism really led to a complete decimation of the indigenous populations there, a complete capture of all their land. So it's really interesting seeing how he connects like the explosion of the gold rush and the explosion of early capitalism in the small town, well, starts as a small town, into what's now like, I guess, the epicenter of Silicon Valley, really.
Yes, and of capitalism itself.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, I mean, like, I guess it's really obvious, like, he's very honest about, like, his ideological input from there, but it's also really hard not to just read it and feel, like, extremely bleak. Like, a lot of the book focuses on the town's founder, Leland Stanford, who started Stanford University there, and he was like a big time eugenicist. And he kind of does, it really shows you how like the beginnings of like an idea really kind of infiltrate throughout a place's history and into their future, because he also sort of talks about how like a lot of Silicon Valley, a lot of like the impetus behind like creating like AI and technology that supersede like human expectations and human abilities, like also does have like quite sort of racist eugenic
absolutely inherent bias and
exactly and I think I think like obviously someone could have probably written a history about this from like a very different angle of like look how the small town became like incredibly successful. And with Leland Stanford, you do get like a little bit of an insight into like this person who kind of started as a no one and then kind of became, created this suburb like for him and his family, and was really like probably like an icon of like the American dream. But how bubbling behind every American dream is like this kind of, you know, ruthless, violent want.
Did you have to take breaks while listening to it?
I tried to, but I was like, man, I've got like 30 hours of this to get through.
I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
So it is fiction though, right? I mean, obviously it's based in
Oh, it's non-fiction.
It's non-fiction, yeah. Okay.
But it can, it's like a very personal style.
Right, that yeah, that's what I was thinking. It.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not like, I think, it's not like Simon Winchester, who I also kind of love as a historian. It's, he's like, yeah, it's very much about his, it's very emotive. It's like, yeah, it's hard not to read that book and come out of it being like, wow, capitalism is evil.
Yeah. I feel like to have an author be transparent about their ideology while they write a historical piece is like quite interesting and refreshing, I guess, because I feel like a lot of history that I read, they're not transparent about their ideology. Totally. But it still comes through,
yes,
obviously.
Always.
It always comes through.
Exactly.
But to be upfront about it, that's an interesting approach.
I think it's a really interesting approach. I think, yeah, it's like better to be, or like my, I guess, understanding is like it's better to be somewhat upfront about it, because otherwise you get like these histories that feel like they're just like a natural understanding of like human progress without any kind of ideological underpinning behind that,
and
progress.
There is no such thing, really.
Exactly,
you know, we all have worldviews that we,
totally.
Cool, blimey, it's
Monday morning.
I know, and there's also really interesting stuff about like post Cold War era and how that shaped, like not just Palo Alto, but also like Silicon Valley. Like, I don't know if. I would read this really alongside If Then by Jill Lepore, which is a fascinating little insight into like the people who basically created the blueprint for how the internet algorithm currently exists. And it was created sort of as a response to like counterculture and how to create psychological profiles and make predictions about people's behavior. And this also kind of looks at like the 60s as like a period where like, even though it felt like there were countercultural moments in like California, like big hippie culture, that a lot of like it happened for a short period of time, and also like emerging alongside it was like a movement to try and understand how to prevent counterculture uprising. So yeah, it's a really fascinating history.
Yeah, wow. Who would you recommend it for?
It's so hard because I feel like anyone, like I feel like, you know, if you wanted, like it's a good dare book if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Like I keep thinking like, man, if only my dad really knew, you know. Or I think really for anyone, like I think there's like pieces of like history that feel like they're like really dry, or like the history of a place can be really boring, but no, this is like an extremely emotive and interesting and clear-eyed history. So yeah, I think if you're interested in California, in America, in economics, in Silicon Valley,
and
all of those things.
And a history that impacts all of us every
totally
day.
Remind
us of the title and the author.
It's Palo Alto by Malcolm Harris, and you can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Suri. It's been great to have you on the show this morning.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.